Hello, ladies and gents. It is Bella Marge with the Bella Marge Chronicles, and I am back. I know you guys like, where has she been? I've been here, ladies and gents, living life and just having a good time, just enjoying being alive. And I'm just thrilled. It's like I've come full circle and I'm loving it. Anyway, I will not bore you with, you know. No, I am not a bore. So I take that back. But I do have some guests this evening and I will introduce them. And they have been on my show before. And I decided, what the hey? Let's bring them back. You know, so tonight, let me set the stage for you, ladies and gents. We're here in my home. We got a little bit of wine. We got a little bit of hookah. And we got a little bit of music. Courtesy of DJ KK! Woo, woo, woo! And she's spinning and she's giving us all the hits. And we're loving it. Okay, DJ KK, DJ KK, hey! DJ KK is really Naya. But she is doing very well as my new DJ. So, we have Miss Otima. Miss Otima, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
Yes, and here on a Saturday night, we thought, why not? Why not get together and have a little hookah, have a little wine, and listen to some good music? What a great evening, you know, against three women. So, first, I want to tell everyone, oh my God.
Before we start this podcast.
Yes.
I would like to shout out MK for taking me to get my meal that I'm currently eating.
Okay. Thank you, NK, for taking her. Okay. So.
When plans didn't go through and commitments were break.
Can we continue here? Yeah. All right. We're going to continue. So. I went to go see Little Mermaid today.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. But you know what? It was good. And I want to see it again. When it comes on Disney Plus, I just want to sit home, mm-hmm. take my time, mm-hmm. and watch it.
That's honestly what I'm going to do.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. I feel like I saw it today and I kind of liked it, but I didn't all the way. You ever see a movie like
I
that?
Loved it.
You loved it? Okay.
I really did.
Okay. I don't know if I was being... I don't know. It's like when there's a part in the movie. I don't want to do a spoiler. I don't want to do a spoiler. But everybody knows that Prince Eric sings in the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... Sorry. I'm sorry. That went down. Ugh. That did not go down, guys.
Bella Marge. Slowly,
Bella. Ooh, I think I did. It was... Woo! Sorry, ladies and gents. I'm okay. So, anyway. There was a part of the movie where... he sings. And it just looked... so fake and phony. It just doesn't blend. You know how when they sing, like when they're performing and they come out in song and it just all mesh. You understand? It goes together. This one didn't.
Yeah. It didn't need to be there.
It didn't. He didn't need to fucking sing.
Yeah.
Not that he's a bad singer. It's the whole, that whole music scene for him did not mesh well. It was too much. Where hers, she's singing, you know, she wants to be part of that world. And it, She's a, her music, her voice, she's truly talented.
She is.
Like every fucking song she sang just fucking touched you.
Yep.
Melissa McCarthy.
How was that?
They should have named that movie My Little Ursula.
She did her thing?
Melissa McCarthy always fucking does her thing. Even if she has this much of a fucking role. This much. She fucking brings it.
Yep.
She's, you know, you ever met someone that's naturally funny? Mm-hmm. That's her. There's not a lot of naturally funny people. A lot of these comedians, they try so hard. They try. This woman, she's just fucking naturally fucking funny. There's this one where she's in this movie. I think it's like the pregnant, it's with, oh my God. It's with Seth Rogen, Katherine Heigl, Paul Rudd, and that lady. And they're married. And anyway.
This is 40?
Yes, this is 40. They go up to the school for their kid. And Melissa McCarthy got her kid. Her kid's a little bully. And they talking to the principal. And she's like, I fucking hate you, June. Everybody fucking hates. That scene right there is fucking, I cried. Mm-hmm. I basically almost peed on myself. She is, and remember when she did Bridesmaid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She did this other movie, where I think
every
she
movie
was
I see her in
with her mom. And she robbed,
oh my God.
Oh, that's Tammy?
Tammy, yes.
Yo, that one.
She was hilarious. I'm telling you. That shit was, oh my God.
That was one of her best movies.
I fucking love her. I love this woman. I love her. I feel like I could hang out with her.
Yeah.
And just have a great fucking time. And I love her and her husband together.
Yep. Ben Falcone. That's the husband right there.
Talk about meeting your person.
Yep.
You know, like your other half. That is so fucking awesome. I just love her. I feel like she's just, she's just like naturally funny. Will Ferrell, he's another one that is naturally funny. Just hilarious. So, and the Prince Eric dude, I kind of started liking, I liked him from watching his videos. The guy that portrays the character.
And what's his nationality?
His mother's American, his father's British.
Mm.
But he grew up in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked him. And as Prince Eric, I think he did a good job as Prince Eric. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like that muse, that the song. Mm-hmm. I fucking loved Awkwafina as the bird.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking
apparently
it was like that role was created for her.
Scuttle.
She was fucking, I thought she was awesome. The crab loved him.
Who? The bee.
He did.
You know he's dating Allison from the Umbrella Academy. I don't know if they're married.
Are you serious? That is so great. I love that. He was...
David Diggs. He was in Hamilton.
Have you seen Hamilton? I haven't, so don't feel bad. Can I taste one of your wings?
Yeah.
What kind? Do you have Parmesan?
Mm-mm.
You didn't get Parmesan?
I got, they forgot to put...
What did you get?
The Obey on it,
but... What kind of wings did you get?
So this is plain and this is hot barbecue, hot buffalo.
Can I have the plain? I thought that's why I heard you say Parmesan. I knew I should have got me some wings.
I didn't have Parmesan.
Oh. Yeah, so.
You want
to make it the buffalo? Girls. So anyway, I'm sorry. So rude. We're eating in here. So anyway. What else are we talking about?
We're talking about
The Little Mermaid. Yes. Sorry, guys.
And the little,
We're drinking and we're eating and we're doing hookah, so excuse us. So, I liked it and I want to see it again. And I'm so happy for Hallie. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Her career, like, it's just, it's basically taken off. Mm-hmm. Like, she is up there right now.
What do you know? She's a Disney princess now.
Yep. She's a Disney princess now. Like, that is amazing for her. And these kids, oh my God, they adore her. They're just so in love with her. Because it's different when it's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. This is an actual person. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. It's amazing.
So
I love it.
How was the graphics, though?
They were good. I thought they did a great job.
But I think we should have got wings.
But the
I told you that. I told you we should have got some. It's too late now.
The plot line and everything was good.
The plot line, they kept in with the original thing. I wish they would have changed it up just a tad bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. They take the premise, mm-hmm. you know, like the characters, the names, the places that these things happen at. They keep the core, but they change it around, and she and Shonda just makes it so much better. I was hoping that they would have done that with The Little Mermaid. Like, kept the same premise, you know, that she lives under the sea, she wants to become human, the legs, those things, but change it a little bit around. That's what I was hoping for, and they didn't. And a lot of the critics were a little bit, I'm not gonna say upset, but disappointed that they didn't do that. So that was the only thing that I would say. But still, and I love that right now, inclusivity, am I saying it correctly? Mm-hmm. Is such a huge thing. Like, his mom was black. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't expecting that.
Whose mom was black?
Prince Eric. Mm. You know? And I'm loving it. I'm loving the inclusivity, you know, and everything.
So
and how a lot of these...
White man.
Or enough. A lot of these movies. He was adopted. He was adopted. So that's what I'm saying. It's a little bit different, but not really from the movie, from the original movie. But all in all, like I said, I gave it a 7 out of a 10. You think that's pretty low? Mm-hmm. That's why I say I want to see it again. I want to see it again. And I am.
And you will. But Nia, you've seen it twice.
Yeah.
And I like it. Nia had only good things to say.
I do. I really do. It made me happy, you know? I think the graphics were good. Mm-hmm. The songs by this Prince Eric. Mm-hmm. I don't know. His was iffy for me.
I didn't like it at all.
But overall, I really enjoyed it. Halle Bailey.
How were the sisters?
I like them.
I like them too.
And I like that they were all of different races.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. Yeah. Okay. So... we talked about Little Mermaid, which we saw today. We saw it early this afternoon because my sister... I'm sorry, yeah, Ultima didn't see it. So let's talk about what's going on. What's going on in the world? And how we are feeling. How we're feeling about ourselves, how we're feeling about our future, and how we're feeling about life in general.
Please.
Let's not go dark. I'm gonna try to stay a little bit upbeat because I know that my people haven't heard from me in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay. I'll start with me, and then we'll move on to you, Otima, and then Naya. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right. How am I feeling about myself? I'm feeling good. Of course, there's certain things in my life that I want to improve and that I'm looking to, manifest. I'm still on a certain journeys in my life that I haven't fulfilled, that I'm still working on. So that I have a lot of trips coming up, so I'm excited about those. Definitely excited about my trips that are coming up. So my son's graduating from high school. So that is such a great, great feeling, great accomplishment as a parent. You know, when your child just moves into manhood or adulthood, I should say, it just makes you proud. Like, okay, I've done my job. What, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm truly, you know, I'm good. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how this graduation barbecue is gonna go. It's gonna be kind of awkward.
Very much.
If my guest, you probably are like, what is she talking about? My ex-husband and his new wife are throwing a barbecue for our son. Which the ex-wife, the wife, the current wife, she's really nice. She's a nice woman and I really like her. They are having marital issues and I hope that they can work through it. Because marriage is hard. Marriage takes a lot of work. And you have to, you gotta like that person too. It's not just about, you know how people say, oh, I'm in love. No. That person also has to be your friend. You have to be able to stand being with that person. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I told Naya about the last relationship that she was in? I don't think she liked him as a person. Mm. Am I wrong?
I think it was just the qualifications.
What do you mean about the qualifications? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by qualifications?
Like the standards that she has in a relationship was not matching what he was putting in.
Putting in? Is that true, Naya?
Yeah. It was a bit of both.
It was a bit of both?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But anyway, who sings this song?
Keanu Lede.
I love this song. It's such a beautiful song. So basically, you gotta like that person. Like you gotta. That's why I said I think it's good to be friends. Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to stand to be around that person because you're married. You see that motherfucker every day. That's why I think that marriage should come with a renewal. Like you should have to renew your marriage license. Mm-hmm. You know how you gotta renew your tags? Mm-hmm. You gotta renew your insurance. I feel as if even where you live, I feel for the marriage, after 10 years, you gotta go and renew that shit. Or maybe 5. Every 5 years, you should be able to renew your marriage license.
Because isn't it an accomplishment after 7 years?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it should be at least 5 to 10 years. You should be able to, they should be like 5 years. Hey, you can go ahead and renew your license now or wait till 10. Oh, you haven't renewed it? Okay, then you got 5 more. And then at 10 years, you got to renew it. It should be that because...
Dang, you put in a lot of housewives out here.
You know who I saw today? I saw Giselle.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, Giselle who?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Where?
At the movie, at Montgomery Mall. When me and Vanessa were coming in, we were passing... She was going by in her truck. And we were going... And I was like, oh my gosh. She's like this. Yep. It was Giselle Bryant.
Oh my god! Yep. Yeah, they do live in Potomac.
Yeah.
Wow. In Damn, that's awesome. Oh my god, why are you rubbing your feet on me? Wow, that's awesome. Yep. That's awesome. So there was a celebrity sighting. Hey! So anyway.
Tag her on your podcast.
Huh?
Tag her on your podcast.
Tag her on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, and the hashtags.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Yeah. She is a beautiful woman. So, Naya, how's everything going? Oh, I'm sorry. Otima, how are you? How's everything going?
It's been going good. I mean, we've been starting the year positive and going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We went to go see SZA.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Very high up.
Really?
Very high.
So your seats were far up.
Mm-hmm. Very packed.
I'm sure.
Everybody else.
I'm sure.
A lot of standing.
Ooh. But you guys had seats though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I went to see Janet. Oh my God. I went to see Janet. It was amazing. Because I am a huge fan. I've been a fan since I was a little kid. You know, I'd be in my sister would come in and find me doing the dances and listening to the record before CD players, actual record on a record player. This is how long this woman, yes, this is how long this woman, can you imagine being that, like, that is amazing. This is how long she's been doing this successfully. Yeah, I remember being like 18, 19, playing her record, you know, and now at 51 years old, I'm going to see her in concert. I was really, really excited.
Yeah, and she
was amazing.
Her songs brought y'all back.
Yeah, so amazing. We had good seats. The venue was small, and I love that. I like that the venue was small. It was intimate. The Airbnb was nice. I had my own room. I was so happy when Nancy was like, okay, this is your room. I was like, oh, thank God.
Bathroom?
I didn't have my own bathroom, but there was 3 bathrooms. It was big enough. It was the 6 of us. Yeah, it was the 6 of us. And it was really nice. And the girls that we went with, they were cool. They were cool. We, after Janet, everyone wanted to go out. I had on these new shoes. Mm. And they were like these, the heel was good. The heel was great. It was like a low heel. And the bottom of the heel was cut like a diamond. So it had like a, you know what I'm saying? So it, I felt comfortable. But it had these, it's strapped around your, and it was like little beads. That shit felt like knives cutting in. After a while, like, we went to dinner. Oh my God, we went to Nobu. Oh my God, this is my girl. Can you just turn her up a little bit? This is my girl, Rihanna, who I freaking love. I love this woman. And her pregnancy, oh, come on, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about, finish that one.
Oh, sorry. I know, she's like, you go from topic to topic. Yes, so we basically afterwards, everybody wanted to go out afterwards. I couldn't. I was done. I was tired. You know, I had driven from Maryland to go come there. And then, as soon as I got in there, I was handed a cocktail. Then we had to get ourselves dressed and ready to go to dinner at Nobu. Mm-hmm. And dinner at Nobu was amazing. Mm-hmm. So freaking nice. The food was amazing. I had the black codfish. Mm. Absolutely. It was like butter. Mm-hmm. So good. We had Brussels sprouts. They had we had some sushi, and they had lobster. Mm. I wish to God I wasn't allergic. It looked so good. Painful. The food was amazing. I had...
Have you ever had it once at least?
Oh, yeah, when I was younger.
And when did this allergy...
When I turned 20.
Really? My mom? Her allergies to apples, basically any fruit, except like oranges and bananas. She can't eat anything. Like, she had an apple the other day, and the back of her throat was itching. And she said it started at 35.
Damn. Yep, mine was 20. I used to eat all types of seafood, and then all of a sudden, couldn't do it anymore.
Is this after or before your pregnancy?
This was before. I was 20. Yeah, I was 20. Just started fucking. Anyway. So. So everybody else went out. They went to a club because they wanted to go party. So I told Nancy, I was like, yeah, I'm my best friend. I told her, yeah, I'm going back to the room. Because I am tired. My feet are killing me. She was like, no, I'll go with you. I said, no, you could go. I think that because the music out there, all we're going to hear is hip hop, pop or R&B. I don't want to listen to that. I'm not going to lie. If they were going to a place where they was playing soca and Afro beats, I would have sucked up the pain and went. I'm not going to lie. I would have sucked up the pain and went. But I'm not trying to listen to hip hop and all that shit all night. I mean, I like hip hop, but do I want to sit at a club and listen to that all night? No. Not my cup of tea. So I went home and we went home and girl, before we could go home, Nancy couldn't find the car. Was in the parking garage, feet killing me. And then finally we found the car with the help of a woman that worked in there. So, but it was a great night, great little weekend. Yeah, I had a good time.
Cecil was like the same too.
I really had a nice time. Mm-hmm. I'm happy you guys went. Yeah, good.
We're gonna go to Broccoli Festival.
Nice. Who's gonna be at Broccoli Festival?
A lot of good people.
Yeah. Who?
It's a whole lineup.
Like who?
Uzi, Jasmine Sullivan,
Mariah
the Scientist,
Asake.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Asake.
Who's that?
He's a night. I don't know if he's like it, but he does Afrobeat. Mm-hmm.
Can you put him on? Mm-hmm. Put something on by him. Oh wow, he's gonna be at Broccoli Fest. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, when are you guys getting your tickets?
In June.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
In June.
Him? Turn it up a little bit. Nice. Okay, I know this song. Nice. Yes.
I'm real excited to see Mariah and him. Yeah, but I've been working on myself. Just thinking about life.
What about life are you thinking about?
You know, improvement, like, and how I want to, you know, start out on my career and where my end goal is.
Okay.
All while being single, and it's so sad.
You want?
I'm such an affectionate person.
Oh.
I feel like. But we're not gonna get into that.
Okay.
But yeah. Blackson is my pride and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying him off every month.
Okay, that sounds good. Good.
I have a steady and good job.
Well, I'm happy.
Pray
for
that
you.
I passed this class, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I did.
I hope you did. I know you did. Mm-hmm. I know you did. so nice.
And hanging out with my best friend, NK.
Yes. Awesome. Naya, talk to us. What's going on with you? Share.
Okay, just put the work drama in there because we know.
Share. Come on, share with us. You have been, ladies and gents, Naya has been on a...
Naya is a bad girl.
Oh my God. Naya, you've been like, you've been on a journey, Naya. Like a, I don't know. Well, we can't say it. You tell us what's going on with you. Naya's getting some liquid courage right now.
I would say a lot.
Speak up a little bit. We can't hear
a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like right now my life is a bit chaotic because so much is going on. And it's, yeah.
What's so chaotic about
it? It's good chaos, but then it's also bad chaos because I don't like where I'm at, but I've been telling myself.
Where are you at? Oh,
okay. I'm at a school.
What do you do there?
I'm a teacher's assistant.
You don't like it?
No. I think my time with children, taking care of children, has gone away. I can't do it anymore.
I could never have done it.
Why do you say that?
I did one semester of child development, and I was like, this is not for me.
Oh my God, Naya loved it.
I did. I really liked it. Mm-mm.
Said I will not be returning. Mm.
It's just... But... So my job is the bad chaos, but then... What's to come is the good chaos. Mm-hmm. It's just awaiting it and when it's going to come. That's just being really
What hard. Are you waiting for? Tell us.
A job.
Do you want to share or you don't
not
want to?
Not yet. Because I feel like the more I talk about it, it may not happen. And so I think that's also what's bringing me down is not believing that I'm going to get it.
Okay. All right. Then you want to talk about it. But what else is going on?
Employers are assholes and they're just being waiting. Like, you know I'm a good fit. Like, why not just hire me on the spot?
Period. It's like, I don't know if they want to see that you're actually ready. Like,
what do you mean?
You're actually interested in this job. That's why they prolong the process so long.
I think that's just a process, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... Do you mind my opinion? Mm-hmm. I think you got the job. It's just a process. Mm-hmm. I told you that. It's a really long process. I was telling you, Nancy told me... Nancy's my best friend. Hers, she waited almost a year. They hired her on the spot. She didn't start till almost a year later. That's crazy. Yeah.
What?
Not a year later. Several months. Mm-hmm.
And all that other stuff. Are they paying you?
Okay, one more. And that's it. Okay.
Are they paying you like in between?
Like no! Oh. That's why I told Naya, do not quit your job.
You have to wait for your offer letter and hear back from the recruiter.
Until you get everything situated. It's a process. Mm. That's what I told her. Mm-hmm. Certain jobs that you're going to get, especially the type of jobs that you guys are doing, mm-hmm. you in the medical field, sometimes it takes some time. Mm-hmm. So... That's what I think is going, but I think you're going to be fine. Yeah. I know. You're just like, okay, I know I'm going to be fine, but when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. But anyway, I'm proud of you regardless. Mm-hmm. So what else? What else is going on? Any, what's going on in the social life?
My social life? I'd say it's, I don't know. I really have a social life.
Are you looking for one?
I am. I feel
Are
like,
you?
Yeah, I feel like I need to expand my my social battery more.
Honestly, what does that mean?
Secluded into myself, into only specific people like you guys. And so every time I get around another person, I start to get uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I don't know how to
outside is the new inside.
What the fuck does
inside
that mean?
Inside is the new outside. Inside is the new outside.
Yeah, but I don't want to stay inside.
Yes. We just ain't the fucking quarantine anymore, guys. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm content inside.
You're what?
I'm content.
Okay, inside. But you can't spend the rest of your fucking life inside. You're not living if you're inside. You gotta get out there, Otima. You have to get out there. Yeah, listen.
Outside is expensive.
Though. Okay, outside is expensive, but you still gotta fucking live. Mm-hmm. Inside is convenient. Inside is safe. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. But you can't live like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's okay to be uncertain. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay. That means you're living. I feel like you're not living if you're staying inside.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta tell you too. You're young. And believe me, that age creeps up on you like a motherfucker.
Oh, don't worry.
Quit.
No.
Quick. You'll be like, oh my God, I'm fucking 30 years old. What have I done? What have I done?
We were just talking about it.
That shit goes. So that's what I'm saying. Grab every fucking moment. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Start saying yes to stuff that you wouldn't say yes to. I'm trying to do that. My best friend, she's like, when are you going to go to Carnival? When are you going to go to Carnival? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to go to Carnival next year. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to
have your
a costume.
Uh-huh. Made for you?
Oh my God, I'd have to get my body right. Even though the thick women be wearing them costumes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might. You know what? Yes! So I might as well do the whole fucking experience, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a costume and the whole nine.
As the president of the Haitian Association, I would have to be repping that flag for you.
Okay. I was going to say, since when did you? You would have your own damn Ghana flag. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Me, I want the fucking flag wrapped around. Oh, I'm going to Baltimore Carnival because it's my best friend's birthday, and that's what she wants to do. She's getting a hotel. We're going to be in Baltimore, and we're doing
so
all that.
So carnivals in different states and everything?
Sometimes, yeah. There's Atlanta Carnival. Oh, my God. There's Atlanta Carnival. We went to Atlanta Carnival 1 year. Mm. So much fun. We had a good time. So anyway, we're going to Baltimore Carnival. Mm. And I want to get a big fucking Haitian flag and wrap around me and go, yeah! Yes!
Piss off the white people, huh?
Piss off every motherfucking people. Yeah. So that is what I plan to do. Anyway, well, ladies and gents, today has been a good day, you know?
Might be a part two tomorrow.
Because it is a holiday weekend. Hey. So, yes. So, ladies and gents, just live your life. Live it. And I've talked about this before with my audience. Time is what?
Golden.
Precious. it is that too. Yes, you are right. Time is precious and it is golden. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. That's what I realized. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time is flying.
Time is flying. Time is flying.
It's not like that movie. Oh my! With Justin Timberlake.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that movie.
That's one of my brother's favorite movies.
It just freaked me out. I didn't like it because it wasn't good. That was a great movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it because, can you imagine?
Wow. That's what they were trying to say. Wow. If time was currency, it would be most valued.
Oh my God, it would.
No money and all the other stuff. It's time.
It's time, yeah. Time. So, like I said, time is precious. That's why when somebody wastes your fucking time, like this motherfucker was a, you know, it's so devastating. Because you could have been doing something else. Yeah. You could have been doing someone else.
Yep. Preach it.
You know what I'm saying? So, don't waste my time. If I want to waste a little bit of time on you, that's okay. You can have a little side time fun. But that's it! And I move on. No, it's okay. That's my choice. And that's what I've done for that time being. But no more investment in you, meaning no more time spent on you. Unless it's in my, I don't got nothing else to do. Yes, I don't have nothing better to do. So I do you. Or I don't do you.
Mm-hmm. It's my choice.
It's my choice. Versus you're thinking that you are with this person and you're not. And a lot of women fall into that trap. So, women and even men. Oh my God, there are some men out there as well.
Good men.
Good men that are in certain situations and they're like, it's horrible for them. So, get out of it. Move on. Go ahead. You said there was an episode on what show?
On Ghosted. Mm-hmm. She ghosted her boyfriend because...
There's a show called Ghosted?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So she ghosted her boyfriend because she's been dating him to get back at her ex-boyfriend and his ex-girlfriend. Because when she was with her ex-boyfriend, he cheated on her with her current boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
What the fuck?
Yep.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Wow. She needed to get back at
him. Oh my God.
So,
what happened?
He found out and he broke down.
Did he?
Yep, she did too.
Are these blacks or these whites?
Black.
Oh, okay. Damn. Can I have a little bit of lip gloss? Thank you. I am not sponsoring this and I'm not getting paid for this either, ladies and gents. But this lip sleeping mask that Otima always brings around when she comes around to us, it's called La Neige. Am I pronouncing it wrong? I'm trying to make it more fancy. Laneige. L-A-N-E-I-G-E. Laneige. It's amazing. And you only need just a little bit. Just a little tiny bit. You don't even need a lot. And I have big lips. So if I'm telling you, just a little bit, believe me. Because I got some full lips. I used to hate my lips as a kid. Okay. But no, when I became an adult, a teenager, I should say, I was happy to have them. Things change. You know, what would you say to your younger self? Well, if you could talk to your younger self right now, like if you could talk to Otima that was 16, what would you tell her?
Go to an HBCU and join enjoying is so worthy.
Why? Why do you say that? Do you feel you missed out because you didn't go to HBCU? What did you think you missed out on?
You know, actually, no, I'm content. I shouldn't have joined the HBCU, the sorority by, what's it called?
What, the school you went to?
By Nova, yeah.
You regret not joining a sorority?
Yeah,
what do you think that would have added? Do you think that would have added something to your life?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I'm a type of... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm a type of person that is motivated by others. So if I can have, like, friends... these sisters, like, in my... these bio classes...
Mm-hmm.
Then I could have gone through... easier.
So connections, you're saying. Connections. Okay. Connections, relationships. Okay. All right. Naya, what would you say to your younger self?
Ease up.
And just, wow.
Why? Why do you say ease up?
I feel like I was just so tense. It's just so in my shell. Like, very, very in my shell.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't comfortable. Like, I was starting to talk more. I think ACEs, like, really, really helped me.
Because
I don't think if I wasn't in ACEs, I would not have had the courage to make all those friends and talk to people. So I think that was something that I was really happy that I did. Yeah.
It did. I feel like ACEs really helped you socially.
Yeah.
And it made you know how to, yes, I because we were in PG, she was at Eleanor Roosevelt. She had her core friends since elementary school, then middle school, then they all went to high school. So she had her clique. And then 10th grade, to leave all that was really, really hard on her. And I felt so guilty. So I tried to do my best to make it easy on her. And but when she joined, that's why I put her in
volleyball.
She made some friends there and it got a little better. Yeah. I wasn't thrilled with that little girl though. We won't mention her name. Just one of her mates on the team. Okay, we won't mention that. Anyway. Started making friends. You had your, and it's funny, she had these different cliques and the different cliques didn't get along.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had like a bunch of different clique of friends and these were close friends to her. She had the ones that you hung out with here, like y'all walk home together and you had them. Then you had that other clique. Yeah, it was funny. It was really funny. But you started to find your own. And then when you got into ACEs, that's when you really were enjoying school, enjoying being involved. And so that was great for you. I was happy for you. Where Serge always, like, he met his core friends here in elementary school. So there wasn't any adjusting for him. Yeah, the first day he started, he loved that elementary school. So.
But I agree with you on clubs and like community. It is very important because that's how I got through all of these classes. Like me and my classmates, we really worked together. Like when I tell you guys,
it's every a pack mentality.
It is like we all. It was just every assignment we had, we would always work together.
Double check it, feed on each other.
We took our finals together, midterms, everything. Helped each other with papers, homework. Yeah, that's why we. Yeah, it was nice.
That's great to have.
And especially if you have that same clique in a lot of your classes.
That's how it was for us. From 250 until our internships, we were all in the same class.
That's good.
Yep. And then to see some of us graduating, and then some of us next time graduating, it's nice.
Who's left now? Who's graduating in December with you?
Me, Milena, Rebecca, Brendan, Josh.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That is so great. That is going to be so awesome. I'm happy for you guys. Yeah. And then you said your other friend, she graduated already.
Oh, yeah. Thursday.
A lot of celebrities' kids graduated this year.
Graduation.
Oh my God, it was so many.
In all types of graduation.
Yeah.
Kindergarten, middle school, high school, college.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do college. I want to do pictures, a photo shoot.
Okay.
Of?
When I, you know, the graduation.
Oh, yes. We're definitely doing it. That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to go for my master's. I need to go for my master's. Mm-hmm.
Yep. This girl I watch on YouTube, she did it. She planned it out years in advance when she was graduating from law school.
Wow. Yeah. She'll definitely do it. It'll be nice. Well, ladies and gents.
You're ending it?
Mm-hmm. It's been such a wonderful journey, and we are, and I'm going to continue on my journey, and I will continue to share pieces of my life with you guys, because that's what I do. I feel like I share pieces of my life through the conversations with my friends and my family and some special guests. Anyway, this is Bella Marge with the Bella Marge Chronicles saying, live every moment to the fullest with no fucking regrets. Forget about regrets. Live life. Be happy. Don't care what people think. Don't care what people think. Be happy. Again, have a great evening. Happy holidays. And I hope everyone is enjoying their holiday. And and I'm out. Again, thank you for joining me on the Bella Marge Chronicles. Hello, ladies and gents. This is Bella Marge with the Bella Marge Chronicles. And today, I'm coming from South Carolina. Raise up, hey! Remember that song, guys? That was North Carolina. You remember that? Yeah. T. Pablo? Okay, yeah. Well, we're in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach, and we are having a ball. And I want everyone to introduce yourselves. Now,
hello.
I have Miss
Hoffy. Hello.
How are you, Hoffy?
I'm doing great.
Okay. And
Naya.
She's a regular. Okay. And
I'm Ness B.
Ness B! Ah! I like that! Ness B! Hey! And we are here in Myrtle Beach, and we've been having a ball. We've been having a really good time, and we have been eating. We have been eating, and we've just been relaxing, and we've just been having a great time. Coming to Myrtle Beach, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to come, but at the same time, it was a little bit, you know, hesitant, because when you hear the South, you immediately, as a Black person, you immediately get a little worried, you know, because you hear, you know, racism and everything. And also on the way here, we saw God Bless Trump. And you said you saw something. What did you see, Vanessa? Ness B. What did you see, Ness B?
They had a shop with all types of flags and
It was basically Trump 2024. Mm. And they had Joe Biden. It said, Traitor Joe. So it's definitely Trump country.
It's definitely Trump country. Definitely Trump country. I saw a couple of those, what are those flags? The,
Confederate?
I saw a couple of Confederate flags. Mm-hmm. Saw a couple of them. But from my experience, people have been nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have been nice. And we've gone several places where we have only, we've been mostly the people of color. Mm-hmm. And it's been not uncomfortable. I haven't felt uncomfortable here. I haven't felt like people are staring at us or anything like that. So I would definitely come back here.
I would as well. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees that they would definitely come back here? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you come back, what did you feel that you didn't do that you want to do now, that you want to do when you come back?
I want to see more of the, like, what other attractions they have. I think the ones we went to were really nice, but I also want to see, like, what else is there as well.
But that's B?
Wonderworks. Mm-hmm. I want to do the obstacle course.
Okay.
I would like to do a Ferris wheel. Oh, yeah. And definitely the boardwalk next time.
They definitely are big on the damn Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a place where they had like, it's like 2-3 Ferris wheels, like right near each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and at night it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And you could literally see the Ferris wheel everywhere you go here because it's so big. Naya, anything that you feel as if you would like to do when you come back?
The boats.
Oh,
the flashing boat.
The flashing boat. Yeah.
And the speeding one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be really nice. Yeah, that would be fun. I feel like with the speeding boat, it's like, I want to do it, but it kind of freaked me out. Because that shit was zooming.
Yeah, it looks fun, though.
Yeah, it was zooming. But it definitely did look like a really good time. And the Wonderworks, that was really nice. Mm-hmm. And then they have the little restaurant, a nice little area you can sit and eat at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was really nice. But you know what? I think that we came during the week, and I wouldn't want to come when it was too busy.
Right.
I feel like it would just be too much. I felt like we came... June, this is a busy time of the month. Right. Of the year, I should say. Maybe because it's the weekday. What do you think why it wasn't as packed at some places?
Honestly, I think it was a perfect time to come because... Come this weekend, going into next week with 4th of July, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think it was definitely a good thing. Mm-hmm. And there was still a lot of people out for it to be
there
Monday,
was.
Tuesday, Wednesday. People were coming out.
I'm just happy the weather held up. Mm-hmm. It did not rain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to the rain, though.
They're raining. It's still raining over there?
Yeah.
What is happening in Maryland?
And then the air quality is back bad again.
Oh,
wow.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Is it a fire?
Canadian fire?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. That is crazy. It's, yeah, Maryland, it's been raining like last week, it rained all week.
Right.
All week it rained. And the weather was really nice here. Did not rain. It held up. I think it rained late last one night, you said? You heard it raining?
Yeah.
Like at 4 a.m.
early in the morning.
4 a.m., yeah. But for the most part, it's been pretty nice. The weather's held up. So it's been good. It's been good. So the BET Awards came on this Sunday. Did anybody see it?
I didn't get to see
anyone
it.
Anyone see it? Naya?
Mm-mm.
But you heard about it.
Yeah, and saw snippets.
You saw snippets. What snippet made you feel, oh, okay, this was pretty good? What was one of your favorite snippets?
Busta Rhymes, when they did his thing for Lifetime Achievement. The Migos and
Coco Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. Coco Jones is a pretty good... Do you know who Coco Jones is?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just learning myself who these people are. I'm sorry to say this. She is a pretty good singer.
Yeah. She started off on Disney Channel back in the day. She was like, what, 11, 12? She was really young.
Oh, really? She's
been out for a while.
She was on... I know she was on that in that movie.
Let It Shine.
Yeah, she was in that movie. Yeah.
She's been slept on for a while.
She said that... Disney Channel did her wrong. Why does she say that? Yeah, Nye, why do they say that Disney Channel did her wrong?
I don't know.
It seems like these Disney Channels or Nickelodeon people, a lot of these little stars are like saying that they're not treated right or...
She's not their ideal type of black woman. Mm-hmm. Like, they go for the Zendayas, for like the ones that are mixed. Mm-hmm. They look, they're mm-hmm. black, but you can tell they have white in them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she was just not that type for them.
Okay. She was so put on the back burner, mm-hmm. per se. Okay. You know who I thought was gonna make it big in her career, but did Chyna McClain.
No,
I think she just took a pause and just really focused on, like, getting back to her spirituality, mm-hmm. because she was on Black Lightning, but she was just saying how, like, toxic that industry is. And yeah, so
there's a lot of darkness.
Yeah.
In it. And I guess for her, it just kind of pushed her closer towards religion and spirituality because of how dark the business is.
Yeah. She said even if Black Lightning didn't end, she'd still leave the show.
Oh, wow.
Like, before it even ended, they switched out her character.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she left before the show actually ended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that was a hit show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I never... Did anyone ever watch that show?
I couldn't get into it. I tried, but I couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into it? Yeah.
A couple episodes, but no.
Yeah, I never watched it.
But she's on House of Pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's on House of Pain now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just thought, like, coming from Disney and watching her, I just thought she was going to be huge. And she's also a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And her sisters, yeah. I just thought they'd be, you know, but... Like you said, in this business, you got to be willing to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sacrifice. So what do you think of the evolution of Chloe and Haley? How they've become, you know, these huge stars where everybody was criticizing Beyoncé. Did you hear about that? People criticizing Beyoncé for not pushing Chloe's album,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
and making her, you know, making her bigger or whatever. Well, honestly, she didn't need Beyoncé because people were talking about her anyway.
I'm actually glad she didn't do that because mm-hmm. it's not like they're tied. Like, people know that she's like behind them,
mm-hmm.
but they're not tied directly to her. It's like where like their fame and. Is all dependent on her. Mm-hmm. She let them build their name for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Which I agree with. Because you don't want to be, I'm famous because of Beyoncé.
Yeah.
You know, I'm famous because I truly have talent. And they can truly sing.
They can.
Like, they have amazing voices. I just feel like with Chloe, I feel like it's, I don't know if it's authentic. I just think it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the sexualization, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like, okay, we get it. You have a great body, but...
Just... Yeah, Melissa said it's forced. She said...
Yes!
She said it doesn't seem like that's her.
Yeah.
Just...
Okay. That's I thought that was only me.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like, okay, tone it down. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that because you are truly talented. I feel like the talent should speak for itself. But I guess in this industry, you need, you know, a little bit more, I guess. But I just feel like it's just too much with her.
I think it's hard for people in the industry, especially when they come in so young,
mm-hmm.
to try to kind of find who they are,
mm-hmm.
their sexuality, or mm-hmm. to be an adult. And then mm-hmm. they just start doing this stuff until they kind of... find their way,
right. Find their way, and mm-hmm. who they are. Yeah. I guess just like Rihanna, when Rihanna first started,
they all do it.
She was, you know, innocent, and then all of a sudden she became, you know, yes, and the whole, whole persona changed. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, so I guess, like you said, they have to grow and find out who they are. Mm-hmm. It was like Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. She had, for a while, had become some crazy, you know, hanging out with the rappers. Remember that phase that she went through? Mm-hmm. So I guess they have to, like you said, they have to find their way.
For Khloé, though, it's like, I have mixed feelings about it. Like, I'm kind of just, like, vibing what she's doing. Because if, like, earlier on, people were trying to get them to split. They're like, because they were sexualizing her so much. You're like, oh, you don't need Hallie. Like you got your looks, you got your body, you got, like, you can go do it on your own. So they were sexualizing her so much that I think she's just trying to embrace it. But like you said, it doesn't seem authentic to her.
Yeah. I don't.
But according to her, what she said in multiple interviews, she was just like how she gets that a lot. Like, people say that about her, but she's like, that is me. I just wasn't showing that side of me. She was like, when I'm in the house, this is what I'm doing, you know. And then they asked, like, what does her father feel about it? She's like, my father, no, that's just how I am. So, according to her, that's always been her.
Really?
And her sister co-signed on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Like, okay. I don't know. It's okay. I feel like it's okay, you know, but there's a time where it's a little bit too much. Just like when she was doing the Tina Turner tribute, and people were like, okay, enough. You don't need to be twerking, or just sing the song. It's okay just to sing the song. You know what I'm saying? So, and with her, it's like every song, it's like, it's not, I don't know. Not that, she still is super talented, you know, has an amazing voice.
Catchy. She got a great vocal range. She's going really high. She got really low.
Yes.
That's amazing.
She definitely has. Mm-hmm. And Hallie. Oh, I love her. I do. I love her. And I wish she'd leave that fucking YouTuber guy.
Rapper?
I don't know what the hell he is. He's a YouTuber / rapper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're young and she's in love with him, so. Mm-hmm.
She's an Aries. We learned the hard way. Unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. But the movie, Little Mermaid, I was talking about it and I was like, they had her as the Little Mermaid. Then they had Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell. And they had her as
Belle.
And I was like, no one was really excited. Everybody was like, oh, it's because she's black. No. I wanted to see Little Mermaid because I truly felt like she looked like a little mermaid to me. Her features. Mm-hmm. You know, who said that she looks like a little creature?
I did.
You did. You said that. Yeah.
You know what I love about her, though?
Uh-huh.
The reason why I say it is her eyes are kind of spaced apart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she has everything so tiny on
her. Mm-hmm,
little
mm-hmm.
tiny nose,
mm-hmm,
tiny
mm-hmm.
mouth, and, like, big teeth. So
uh-huh,
she just looks, you know,
kind of... Yes,
she's
yes.
She's so pretty.
She like, is.
She looks funny.
Yes.
And she knows it. Like, she goes online and she, like, kind of jokes about her eyes being spaced apart.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I'm just like, you know, when you can make fun of yourself,
mm-hmm.
it makes you charming.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay. You
yes.
don't take yourself too serious.
Exactly. But, and I just felt like she looked like she could be a little mermaid.
Yeah.
She really does. Like you said, the features and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what made... And then the voice. And then, you know what got people going? That snippet of her singing. Mm-hmm. Everyone went crazy. Her voice. Literally gave you chills.
Yeah.
So it was that where Yara Shahidi playing the Tinkerbell. Nobody gave a fuck. Nobody cared. I'm sorry. I know it sounds horrible, but were you excited? Did you care when you heard?
Like Peter Pan.
Yeah. Nobody likes Peter Pan.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. No one likes Peter Pan, but everyone loves The Little Mermaid. Yeah. But nobody cares. Nobody likes Peter Pan. And I love Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty and the Beast. But nobody cared about her playing Belle. I sure in hell didn't care. Because you know why? The first one that they made, the live action one with Emma Watson, mm-hmm. I loved it. It was great. It was awesome. And so they didn't need to do another. Sometimes you need to stop. And that's why I know that sometimes these Hollywood production, they lose, they don't have anything else to write about, or they don't have new content, they don't have new, and they try to get the old stuff and remake it. Sometimes you don't need to remake it. Just leave it alone. And for me, it didn't need to be touched. Just Emma Watson did a great job. I loved it. I loved the characters. Gaston, the guy that played Gaston. I just loved it. Excellent movie. Didn't have to redo it. Wasn't really excited to see her do it. And Tinkerbell, like you said, nobody likes Peter Pan. Nobody was really excited to see her, Yara Shahidi, as Tinkerbell. But everyone, I think, wanted to see Haley as the Little Mermaid because it was different. She looks like it. And that little snippet when she's singing. Out of the sea, wish I could be. That part right there, mm-hmm. Oh, gave me chills. Yeah. Literally gave me chills.
I remember when we were in the theater. So the way that it goes, like the beat and everything, stops. So she's going a cappella for a moment, mm-hmm. And I remember we're sitting there, we're watching, and I got the chills too. Yes. And Marjorie was eating her popcorn, and she stopped mid chew.
Yes. Yes.
She's like, wow.
Yes. It's amazing. Blown away. Yeah. She is just, it was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Really amazing. And it's just a great thing to see.
Yeah.
So truly, truly loved it. Lot of good movies came out. We saw a movie. We saw Flash this week. And me and Nessa B, were pleasantly surprised. It was good, ladies and gents. It was really good. Really good, because the last few DC movies were trash. They were so bad. Like Wonder Woman 1985 or whatever that was. That was so bad.
Shazam.
I didn't even watch Shazam 2. I didn't even waste my time. Black Adam. God. And I wanted, because you know I love The Rock. Mm-hmm. So bad. Mm-hmm. So bad. I couldn't. Oh, it was so bad. But this one. Oh. So good. I mean, I loved it because of the plot twists. I don't want to give any spoilers. Well, if you're listening to me, fuck it. You're going to get spoilers. I love it because, you know, Michael Keaton, the first Batman, he was there. Then George Clooney. I mean, it was just so good. It was really good. And then they showed today's Batman, which is Ben Affleck. I loved it. Yeah, they did.
Wow.
They did. Oh.
I wouldn't expect him as
girl. It was really good, really, really good.
And just Ezra, what's his last name? Miller. Mm-hmm. Ezra Miller. Oh. Is a comedian.
His facial expressions, just his performance, just he made an excellent Flash. And it's so sad because he's a piece of shit. And I feel like at this point, nobody, after seeing him, I feel like they shouldn't have done it. Because right now, who are they going to replace him with? Who can replace him at this point? Like, who like, what are they going to do? Just not give the Flash anymore?
I feel like they shouldn't have done it because of they a different reason.
They shouldn't have done
because
it.
Because he's already been canceled because of his personal life. So it messed up their numbers in the box office.
Yes.
So even though it was a great movie.
It was.
It's not reflecting in the box office because people refuse to watch it. Because
they don't want to support him.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Hafi, it is really a good movie. It's funny as shit.
I would definitely watch it again.
So funny. I liked the story. Mm-hmm. It made sense. You know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes the stories don't make no fucking sense? Right. The premise don't make no damn sense. Like, you know, I love me some Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. But his last movie, and that one, all the Spider-Mans came back. I still couldn't.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to watch it, though.
Okay. But, I thought that was, I think Flash is better than that.
Okay.
And, you know, I just felt, and it's him, it's Ezra. Mm. It's him.
And then his acting in general, too.
It's just like
he dropped the little work that he was supposed to.
Yes. You know. He just connected. Yes. Mm-hmm. Where, just like Iron Man. Isn't that our favorite Marvel character? Your favorite?
I love Robert Downey Jr.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. He made the Marvel movies mm-hmm. what they are. Let's be honest. He is like what made it so good. Him as the leader, as Iron Man, his comedic timing, his wit, everything.
Yeah,
he made it. Mm-hmm. Not the fucking Hulk.
No.
Not even Thor. No. Thor is good, you know, nice eye candy.
Eye candy. That's yes. about it. I don't think he's
but
that funny.
some of those Thors were trash. Like the last one. That everybody's like, oh, no, it wasn't. It was good. I thought it was fucking
trash.
Well, here's
the thing.
I did not like it.
Even the Iron Man movies, I don't think they were good. I feel like the best ones were when they all came together as the Avengers.
Yes.
Their own personal movies sucked. Hulk.
Hulk was trash.
Iron Man.
Oh, no. I like Iron Man movies.
Did you?
Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them. I liked, I think, the first two. Mm-hmm. The first two. But then the last one where they all were Iron Man. Pepper was Iron Man. This person was... I was like, okay, now y'all going too far. But, yes, you're right. When they all come together,
that's when it's good.
That's when it's good. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, but this one, so sad that they couldn't, like... My thing is, like, what was the purpose? No one can replace him at this point. That's like, all right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about... Of course, anybody could be replaced. But will it still have the same effect? Like, let's talk about Wakanda. Let's talk about Black Panther. Let's talk about Black Panther. I know it's... Come on, don't do it. I know it's a sensitive subject for you guys. But... How did you feel about her being Black Panther?
All right. So for me, to be honest, I never followed the comics. I don't really know the storyline because I heard that...
She does. Mm-hmm. She does become the Black Panther. Yes.
But I don't know. I wasn't wowed by that movie. I wasn't wowed by it.
For me... She don't like no fucking Black Panther. She didn't give me Black Panther. Mm-hmm. She was just bony as hell. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. I know a lot of people gonna come for me, but she was just... She just... It was... You know who I felt was more of a Black Panther than her? Damn it.
Yep.
Yes. She was more believable. Mm-hmm. Look, Tisha, what's her name? The sister comes off as a little boy. Mm-hmm. She gives me like, you understand what I'm saying? When she's just like, she looks like a little boy. She does not look like some superhero. She does not present herself as a super. I am sorry. Lupita. Now, if they said, you have the force of the Black Panther and pass it on to her, it would be more believable than her. Or even the big dude. M'Baku. M'Baku. I'm serious. But for everyone's here has seen Black Panther 2, right?
Yeah.
God, it killed me that they killed the mother. They killed her.
Yeah. See, that's another thing, too. I feel like they there's too much tragedy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Back to back. So,
damn.
She lost her father, right? Yeah. The king. And then she lost her brother.
Oh.
And then her mother.
Yeah. Damn.
So, it was just her.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the ending is nice. She found out there's a...
Her nephew.
Yeah,
she has a nephew now. Yeah. So that was nice.
The line still goes.
Still continues. It still continues. But I just was like, wow, they killed her off? Why? She was the most interesting person in the fucking movie. Mm-hmm. She carried the damn movie. Wow. Yeah, she carried the movie. Mm-hmm.
That was a pointless kill.
Yes. When she was like, you know, like when she poured her heart out, when she was like telling the other girl, what's her name? The one with
Okoye.
When she told Okoye, yeah, your ass is fired. You're done. Because she let her know, I lost my son. And I told you about my daughter. And this, yeah, you're done. It was just, ugh. Angela Bassett, man. Mm-hmm. God. Her acting is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And they're giving her an honorary Oscar. And a lot of people say, fuck you, honorary Oscar. That
yeah.
They should have given her. Because you haven't got. Go ahead.
I feel like it's disrespectful.
It is.
Yeah.
Because they knew
to her.
Yes.
She actually earned it in the
yes.
Now you're giving her an honorary one.
An honorary one.
It's like a here you go.
Yeah,
here you go.
We still see, but here you go.
Yeah. She should have been got it.
Yeah.
She should have got it for fucking what? Because fucking Jamie Lee Curtis. Don't get me wrong. I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but she didn't fucking deserve it.
That was a horrible movie.
That was. Like, it was real. It made no sense whatsoever.
And it won all these fucking Oscars.
And I was so... And if you bash it, you say anything negative against it, like, the comments will attack you. But that movie was horrible.
It made no sense.
Like, Do you see what I'm saying?
It was about generational trauma, but the way they tried to twist it...
It was just so messy.
It made no sense. They had hot dog fingers and... alternate dimensions.
Butt plugs.
So, this is what I'm talking about in Hollywood.
Jamie didn't even have a really big role in that movie.
Exactly.
To be even nominated for an Oscar and win over Angela Bassett. Wow.
That is devastating.
It's crazy.
It's really sad. It's just like, okay, like, I'm going to say this too. You know I'm controversial. So, when Lupita... first came out, it was for 12 years. Has everyone seen 12 Years a Slave?
No.
You've never seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Long time ago.
Okay. You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when Lupita came out, she was, you know, hot new thing, absolutely killing it on the red carpet. That's why I said when you're a celebrity, you have to have a great stylist. She looked flawless in everything that she... And so I wanted to see 12 Years a Slave. I wanted to see it because I wanted to see why this new woman, you know, dark-skinned, beautiful woman was nominated for all of these awards. And she won. She was winning them. I saw 12 Years a Slave. Lupita, I think she spoke for 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. Like, she had one speaking role. And she won a fucking Oscar? Like, what? How do they even pick and... I don't know.
Fans don't do it.
I don't know. Like, how did she win? For what? So, it's like, I was like, what the fuck did she win for? It's just weird to me.
For playing a slave.
But she had no... Her speaking role was so limited.
Did you watch Monster Ball?
I saw Monster Ball.
Because Hallie...
Yes.
...won an award.
I know. For that movie.
Yeah. But what did she do? Like,
did you see that movie?
That was so amazing. No, I haven't. What did she do that was so amazing? Didn't she, like, just show her body or something?
Make love to me. Make love to me. That was the part. And boom. That took her over. And prior to that, this woman had did Losing Isaiah. And that's what kills me. They do bigger roles. Just like when they gave Denzel the fucking award for Training. Well, I'm not going to lie. Training Day was good. I ain't going to lie. Training Day was good. I take that back. Training Day was good as shit. That man, there's so many big lines from that movie that... Okay, I take it back. Training Day was good. What the fuck am I talking about? Training Day was good. He got an Oscar for that. Wow. But prior to that, this man had did Malcolm X. This man had did so many glory. Just movie, hit upon hit upon hit upon hit upon hit. I was sitting down the other day. I was like, have I ever seen a bad Denzel Washington movie? Mm-hmm. I can't think of one movie that he's been in that was like bad.
Did he win any awards for John Q?
Girl, no.
That movie gets me every time. Crying. This real man. That movie is.
This
have
man.
You seen it? Is that the one where he holds people hostage for his child?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Just
so good.
So good. Such a good. This man is. I don't know if there could be another. I don't know. You know who was primed and ready to go? Sexy Slave Man.
Sexy Slave
Man? Jonathan Majors.
Oh my goodness.
Sexy Slave Man was getting ready to take off.
Yeah.
He was getting ready, because he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good actor. Yes, he had these, the looks that he do. But he was primed, because every movie that I've seen him in, he basically carries the movie and makes it better in some way. So he was ready, but now with all the hoopla and all the drama... cancel culture don't fuck around. Jeez. They'll cancel your ass in a minute.
The thing is, too, I believe he's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Even if he's innocent, this has put a tarnish.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big tarnish. Yeah. Big tarnish. It's so sad. And then even black people don't support him, because now they're like, oh, you done taken one of ours, Megan Good. Your ass had a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucked you up, ruined your career, and now all of a sudden you're now with Megan Good.
Okay, I don't think that's weird.
Who has been in the black, for years. She's been, and here now you're supposedly dating her. Since when? When did you guys? So that's why it looks so fake, because he was literally with this white woman. In the cab, going someplace with her. That was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you and Megan are together? Like, how did that happen? Unless you were cheating on the girlfriend with Megan?
I just think they're friends, and they're just not clarifying. They never came out officially and said, hey, we're together. Just a friend being there for someone. Like, hey, you're going through a tough patch. I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I think.
Probably. It probably is that. It probably is that. I think that makes more sense than them being together.
Right.
Because
But as soon as people start like hanging out with each other, two opposite sex people hanging out, taking pictures together, they're together.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But it's like he's done. I don't think he could come back from this.
I hope he can.
I don't think he can, sweetie.
He was everywhere.
He was. He's primed and ready to be huge in Marvel. Huge. He is basically the new Thanos. Even bigger. Even bigger because Thanos, we really didn't see his face. You understand what I'm saying? The character. Like, if you saw the actor that plays Thanos now, do you know what he looks like? Josh Brolin? Exactly. You don't know what the hell he looks like. So he was actually ready to be huge. And now he's done. He's done. It's sad. He's done. He's done. So
what do you guys think about the replacement for Superman? They replaced him?
They did.
Have we not seen his picture?
They did.
No?
Show us.
He looks just like Henry.
No way.
But younger. That's so jacked up.
Oh.
That's so jacked up. I haven't
seen that. Wow. So, look, Google it. It's so sad because the sad thing is...
So what did Henry do?
Henry got... Oh. He's back on The Witcher.
Is he?
He's back.
Oh, but a little part. He's not playing his main role.
I think he is.
Are you sure?
I think so. Oh, I'd have to look because I saw like the new.
Don't he look just like him? But with dimples.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, come on.
I was like, is that his brother? But he's not, though,
because.
Mom.
I'm sorry. Okay, here it is. Here it is.
He was born in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
He's from across the water, so.
Where is he from?
He's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's American.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He does look like him. But Henry's finer. Henry is freaking gorgeous. The man is absolutely beautiful.
He was Superman.
Huh?
Henry, right?
He was. And The Rock was trying to bring him back. The Rock really was trying to bring him back. Yes. Yes. And that's why he put him at the end of Black Adam. Mm. So to introduce him, to let everyone know, bam, he was going to be Superman. Mm-hmm. And because of that, this man was on the hit Netflix show, Witcher, and he fucking quit because he thought he was going to be the new Superman. And then they told him, yeah, no, motherfucker, your ass ain't going to be the new Superman. You getting old, and we want to go on a new direction, so we're going to have to let you go. After this man had quit, Richard, and now I heard that, what's his name? The one that was dating Liam? Liam Hemsworth was going to be the new guy.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's the last thing.
But
he's under
please Google it and see, did Henry Cavill go back to Witcher? Because I could have swore he's the new person.
No. I think he's in it, but they're like phasing out his character. So they brought him back. But they can't. I mean, Liam signed a contract. Liam was training and everything.
Yes.
They can't say, all right, we got Henry back. You can go.
No, he's going to be, once season 3 has concluded, Cavill is to be replaced by Liam Hemsworth.
Oh.
That's so sad.
It's like, once you lose your seat, wait, what did you say to Serge?
Move your feet, lose your seat.
It's a contract. If they
So you're right, because it is season 3. It is season 3 that I've been seeing him in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Liam could sue. He's just like, nah, I ain't taking this from me.
So... basically, the man, this was supposed to be, and this was a hit show. He left the show.
Yeah. He was actually a really huge fan because The Witcher is a video game, too.
Yes.
So he read the comic books. He played the video games.
Wow.
This was his role of a lifetime. He loved this character.
So when he played, he was that character.
I can't see Liam Hemsworth as him.
That's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of fans of The Witcher of the show is just like, oh, we ain't gonna watch it. And people's just like, please watch it. You know, we give him a great send off, whatever, whatever. So I don't know. I don't watch the show. I heard it was good. But
I tried to get into it, but I didn't finish it. Wow. That is so sad. You know what I'm saying? That's the business, but that's what they did to him. That's what they did to him. He was supposed to be, I think it's a lot of them. I think that these DC comics, they're trying to go for younger superheroes now.
Marvel's doing the same thing too. I think that's why they kind of brought the Avengers to an end. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get a brand new cast.
Yeah, they're trying to get a whole brand new cast, yeah. And the Beetle, that's DC too?
I never even heard of that one.
Me neither.
It's with Young Justice.
Yeah.
I used to watch the
show. Oh, okay. Okay.
But that looks like it's going to be good.
That looks like it's going to be real good. That one. And then there's a new Captain Marvel coming out. Or did it come out already?
No, it's going to.
Yeah.
Except the blonde girl, right?
Yeah.
None of them have been good.
No.
None of the Captain Marvels.
The best thing they had going for them was the Avengers. And it was because of the cast that they had. And now that that's gone, the Marvel movies just haven't been the same for me. Like you said, Robert Downey Jr.
Captain America. Scarlet. You know, her.
All of them together.
They were amazing. Yeah. Just Thor. The Hulk. Just everyone. Now it's like, who are you going to bring?
Right. Ant-Man wasn't that great.
No.
I mean, Quantum
Realm. Oh, you didn't like it?
It wasn't great. I watched
it. It was okay. It was not great. It was okay. It was a little bit stupid, but it was okay. What else? Anyway, ladies and gents, I'm going to close out this show by asking each of the young ladies here a question. And I want you guys to be honest with my audience. Hafi.
Yes.
What is the strangest place that you've ever had sex?
Whoa. This conversation went left. That's crazy. She went from talking about
Wait. Can I skip for now? Come back to me.
Whoa. All right. Naya K.
Yes.
Strangest place.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
Okay. I'll respect that. That's a, that's a B.
Well, it started in the park. We made our way to someone's driveway.
Oh my God, I love it! I love it, damn! Started in a park and made your way through someone's driveway.
And then, in a field, we got bit up by
My God. Wow. Sheesh. Good time. That is an awesome time. Wow. Me on the balcony, on the hard cement floor. Yeah.
How far up were you?
Third floor.
Okay.
Yeah, third floor. Nobody could really see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we circle back to you. Hafiatu.
The quiet rooms at the library.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So were you quiet? You were?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Anyway, ladies and gents, just want to say good night. And I will try to catch.
Excuse me. Oh wait, no, you didn't answer.
Go. Okay. And just want to say good night to all two of my fans, and thank you for listening to the Bella Marge Chronicles. Everybody say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And good night.